Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello, my name is Tatty Baker, and I have come home to my mum's kitchen to have a catch up. This is my mum, Sarah.
Hello, darling.
And mum, have I got a lot to tell you. Mum's got ants in her pants. What do you have to say about that, mother?
Well, I have got ants.
Explain yourself. Go on. Let's have a bit of a group therapy session.
It's Monday, and I've got lots to do. Got things to do.
Like what?
I don't know. Got to go in the post office. Got to go into Guildford. Got things to do.
You've been chatting.
Do the laundry, all that sort of stuff.
You've been chatting not very well about the post office recently. And we passed a postman earlier. Hello.
Hi. I know.
But you were going to take him out.
That was not his fault, is it? The Royal Mail are in total. Yeah, Dad got a signed delivery letter. We're supposed to hear the next day. It came 10 days later. In compensation, they've sent him a book of 8 first-class stamps.
I think that's quite nice.
Cracking.
I think that's quite nice.
Which is actually worth about £10 now because they're so expensive. But that's all very
lovely stuff.
Boring stuff.
Well, welcome back to another episode of I'm Telling Mum.
Monday morning.
I'm in my running gear. I'm in my running gear.
Yeah, I thought you were looking a bit, what's the word?
Athletic.
Fit this morning.
Well, this is what all the cool girls are doing, Mum, recently. They're running. Cool girls run, so that's what I'm trying to do. So
without being chased, as I was.
My brother asked me what I'd like for Christmas. I said I'd like a water bottle and possibly some running trainers.
Okay.
He's probably thinking, is this from the correct number?
Yes.
Have I texted
really
the wrong
my
person?
Sister? Tatty.
But yeah, this is what I'm going for. So
I think I might join the running look. Well, I think I look like that most days, actually. It's my winter uniform is my black Lululemons and some sort of black top with a nice coat. That's about it, really.
I did go on my first run in a while the other day. It was quite nice, but it's just, it is stressful running. I don't know. It's just very high tempo, isn't it?
I don't see
and
the
And a
attraction.
Weird thing that happens when I run, I don't know if this happens to anyone else, but my music sounds really slow in my ears. I think maybe because your heart rate is going, it sounds like all the music's gone slow motion.
Why don't you just walk fast? Isn't that much more healthy?
We might as well run.
I mean, I have to say, I was when we were on the tube the other day, you looked down, everybody wears trainers.
Well, yeah.
Virtually everybody. And the thing is, when you then don't wear them, when we went up to London the other night, I had my high-ish boots on. I could barely walk the next day. My feet felt like they'd been through some sort of trauma. So we're all used to these nice comfort shoes.
Mum, that's the style these days ever since COVID. Comfort is key.
I wouldn't mind designing trainers.
Why don't you
because
get into
it? Because I just think there's a certain pair. You know, I like the platformy ones because I think they're a bit more glam, aren't they? But you need something that's like black and white or sort of you can wear in the winter. With your black leggings and stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe you and I'll design a pair of trainers.
Do a collaboration with Shoe Zone. Oh, Shoe Zone. I loved Shoe Zone. Back in the day, I had some little wedges from there. I used to walk around Guildford.
Thought you were then rat's pyjamas in those, you did. Indeed. But
what have you been up to this weekend?
Well, I'm looking after you, really.
Looking after me?
Well, yeah.
I've been scabied.
Entertaining Tatty.
I went to a vintage fair yesterday.
Did you actually go in the end?
No, we weren't.
Oh, yeah, the fun. That was quite cute. We had a little vintage
very
fair.
Very random stuff, though.
Yeah, but you know what?
Very random, but it's quite interesting.
I've noticed that these days, not only charity shops, but these fairs, they are charging whopping prices for stuff.
Yeah.
That used to be quite cheap, and now it's all gone up.
But it is just a load of tit-tat, but it's interesting to look through. I love stuff like that. I found a wooden armadillo, almost bought that, tried on a hat, but I didn't purchase anything.
It's good to rummage. You might find the odd little piece occasionally that is a bit different, wouldn't you? But I did think it was all right yesterday.
Tit for tat.
And
Was the light switching on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. That was, they had
the geese.
The fake that, was it? Was it fake
that? Yeah.
Down
Robbie
in
Gostrey
Meadow
Robbie.
Park. All a bit muddy.
Gary
and
Barlow.
Busy. Caught Dad down there. I'm convinced he'd been at that Frankfurter sausage store.
Yeah.
He looked guilty.
Do you want to see a picture of the fake Gary Barlow?
Yeah. Does he look anything like him?
I swear we know him. Doesn't he look like someone who we know?
Doesn't look familiar to me. Did anybody sound...
I swear I know
Did they
him.
Sound like them?
Apparently they were very good, actually. Okay. That is Gary Barlow, the front man. Mm.
What
no,
are
I
they
did
called? Not Take That.
They're called Take On Take That.
Why don't they call... They should be called Fake That, though,
shouldn't
they?
Yeah, that's funnier, isn't it?
Yeah, much funnier.
More respect...
But there
respect
you go.
Them.
That was the big... The big...
It was a big shebang. It was like a freak show. Not to be horrible,
that
but...
does... Now, that's the sort of thing you would tell me off for saying.
No,
you
right.
go, Mum, that's so rude.
No, because there was just... When I say freak show, basically there was loads of kids... Like, to me, that is a freak show. It's just kids screaming.
We know
like,
how Tati feels about
went,
kids.
We went to a walk down to Farnham and it's just children whining and screaming.
Do you know what? I think I'm much more likely to get a couple of grand dogs out of you than children.
It's just kids everywhere moaning about what?
But that's what they
what's
do.
What's wrong in their lives?
That's what they
All
do.
All they need to get a grip.
Because they want some candy floss and they want to have a go on the hooker duck and they're not allowed to. And then they're tired and then they get wet and then they get cold and... Basically,
shove them in the river and I'd be done with it.
Buy them one of those
I'll
big lightsabers, keep them happy for the rest of the day.
And then when we're in Waitrose, some kid turns to his dad, what's whiskey? I grow up. You don't know what whiskey is.
You
should be taught
four.
These things. No, it was probably about eight.
Tats,
what's whiskey? No, what do you think it is, mate?
Not everybody's been brought up like you have.
That's my first word was whiskey. Anyway,
moving on from that.
Anyway, no, it was quite wholesome in... Bit of a depressing way. Prince William has been named sexiest bald man of the year. What do you think about that?
Is there such a thing as a sexy
bald man?
Well,
yeah, he
has
been nominated.
Has he?
He's been crowned the winner.
Has he?
37,000 people voted.
Do you think it's because he's a prince?
No, apparently he's the sexiest bald man of the year. And there's been... Oh, no, sorry. No, 37,000 searches on Google this year of Prince William naked. Like people trying to find pictures of him naked.
Hopefully they didn't find anything. If some like distant stag do or something has been on, like his brother, maybe. Mm. But I think he's got a very charming smile.
Do you
think he's
sexy?
No, wouldn't do it for me. No. But I think he's got a real look of his mother about him as well. He's got a real endearing, charming smile. And he's got a lovely demeanour
as He's good for a bold man.
Yeah, and Kate obviously likes him.
Oh, does she? Apparently there was a video the other day giving him a bit of side eye.
Well, don't we all give somebody side eye occasionally? Mm. But no, not for me, I'm afraid. You know how I feel about that. Let's just hope that Dad keeps hold of his hair because it could come back.
He stuck his head out the top window today and he looked like a...
He was saying goodbye to us and went off
Rapunzel
for our walk.
Gone horribly wrong. Like,
I don't think there's any chance that Dad could ever look like Rapunzel without a very long, dodgy wig.
Mm.
But anyway, I reckon if he's going to lose his hair, it would have gone by now. So
yeah,
that's good news.
Can only hope
I mean, even
pray.
If it's just a bit left and a bit thin on top, I don't mind.
A little tough.
The bald thing, not great for me.
There's this amazing lady on TikTok. She's called the Toupee Queen. The Toupee Queen. And I'll show you, but she does amazing toupees. Like, they look amazing. Like, giving men hair, basically.
I think the worst thing is when you've got grey hair, if you're a man, you dye it, it always goes orange.
Does it?
That's not a good look.
No.
It's not a good look. Yeah, but apparently, I think if you're a bald man, aren't you supposed to be more virile or something? You've got a lot of testosterone in you or something.
Well,
isn't that what
hair.
They say?
I don't but, know.
And then you get some guys a friend of mine's other half has got a amazing head of hair at 71 and hardly a grey hair on his head, which is incredible, which makes you look much younger, I think, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, having hair probably helps.
But I think with the men, it's all to do with hormones and testosterone.
Stress.
And stuff, isn't it? Stress, probably.
Stress.
Even though women get stressed as well.
The jungle is back. What do you think? Quick summary.
Very exciting. We're all sat on Tati and I were sat on the sofa last night and Dad pipes up, can I sit in the middle of you both?
And I said, get lost.
I don't think so. You're on the love chair over there.
Yeah.
Having the love in on your own. Oh, we had a cracking thing happen the other night when we were watching something. Dad was actually having an argument with himself.
Oh my God. It's so funny.
On the end of the sofa.
So funny. He just argues. He says things and then he argues against himself. It's really weird. I think he's got voices.
Yeah.
He's got the voices.
Definitely. Anyway, so we all settled down in our right places last night to watch The Jungle. Josie was good, sticking her head
She's
in on
She's not
that
doing it for me. It's not
It's only just
it
started.
Me, I know.
Tati's mourning the end of Big Brother. and is even threatening to try and go on it.
I honestly think it could be the start of me.
It could be.
Well, if they find this podcast, they're not going to... well, I guess people... No, I was going to say, if they find this podcast and they're like, oh, she wants to go on it. But I think they probably want people that want to go on it, don't they? That's the whole point. You apply for it, don't you? So...
We'll get applying then.
Maybe
you
I'll
never know.
Put on like a blue wig and be like...
Are you kind of crazy enough? Do you have to be slightly unusual?
I think I am.
Do you?
I think... Well, I hope I am. I don't want to be... You think I'm normal, really?
Well, at times, yeah. But
you think I'm normal, genuinely?
Well, I suppose you are a bit crazy, but I'm not sure if you're... Haven't you got to be really, really different to be on there?
Well, I'd say we send Dad in, but he would be removed within...
He'd be
I'd give him like two days. 2 days.
I'm not sure he'd make the first night, to be honest. And I think he's maybe too old.
Snoring.
Yeah, can you imagine having to sleep in the same room as all those people? God. That would be tricky, wouldn't it?
No, it'd be fun.
So anyway, so we settle down. Yeah, the jungle. I think it's going to be really good. Some quite interesting characters in there. That thing they do, walking along the sliding on the plank, is terrifying.
Sam Thompson's really funny. He's so excited.
He's a hugger.
Yes,
and he's a very enthusiastic hugger by the looks of things. So. Be interesting to see if he's like that all the time and keeps it up, because it's
I think that's genuinely what he is like.
Well, I think if you're not what you are, you can't keep it up for all those weeks, can you?
I think Jamie's Britney Spears' sister should be gone within a couple of days. First, she's
they were saying on the radio this morning they reckon that she'll do the obligatory 72 hours you have to do to get paid, and she seems to have a bit of an attitude on because everybody's obviously wanting to say about her sister, but it's skirting around it because it's offensive to her. But she knows. Is she friends with her sister?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know.
Because Josie Gibson was asking her, so who inspired your love of music and everything? And she said, oh, my mother or something.
Yeah.
So it's also nothing to do with famous pop stars in the whole world.
Literally Britney Spears.
But, you know, at least it's something to watch every night, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it is, but I don't think she'll last too long. She's not giving me the best vibes. Marvin Humes, isn't there?
I think Josie's going to win.
You think or Sam. Josie or Sam, yeah.
Because Josie's
so.
Just a thoroughly...
How long do you think Nigel Farage will win?
They'll keep him in because they'll keep him in for the entertainment. It's like any other time in life. You have to make your own mind up about somebody.
Well, this week's question of the week is, what is the most overrated part of Christmas in your opinion?
Christmas Day.
Really?
We'll be back after this.
I like the run up to Christmas.
Yeah,
I like the tree. I like the socializing. I like the mince pies.
Nights out.
Trying to hold off those till the 1st of December. And the nights out. And I just think when you get to Christmas Day, everybody has this perfect idea of what you should all be doing, where you should be doing, like sitting around the Christmas tree in pretty frocks and stuff. I think, you know, the actual Christmas Day is obviously there's a very important religious meaning to it, which absolutely there is. But I just think sometimes it's just a bit of a letdown, isn't it? And I just think do what you want to do. Chill on Christmas Day and
get drunk.
And what was the initial question?
I've forgotten. What's the most overrated part of Christmas?
Well,
Christmas Day.
I'll tell you what it is. Most of these flipping adverts.
Okay, go on.
I've got a little list here. This is Sarah's Christmas advert rundown. Right, we're going to start with Tesco.
Go on.
Okay. I've written it down on a piece of paper we were watching last night. Everybody turns into a Christmas tree. What's that all about?
I think that's the most creative one so far.
Do you?
Yes.
Those things on the internet about people that look like trees. Do you remember that? Faces and stuff. Give me the creeps like that anyway.
What are you talking about?
Oh no, I don't quite remember. I remember seeing something about people that literally look like a tree.
What, like they've got a disease?
Yeah.
Well, that's very sad for them.
I know it is, but I'm just saying that reminded me of that. Tesco. Morrison's. What was that one about? Oh, the oven gloves.
That was shit. Sorry, that's my one swear pass of the podcast. That was shit.
That was I've written down
uncreative.
Here uninspirational. Whoever designed or created that shouldn't be doing it again next year, put it that way. Okay. We've all done the John Lewis. We saw the fly catchers in Waitrose. Still a big pile there.
£18 It was quite heavy though.
Well, anyway, won't be buying one of those. You won't be getting one of those in your stocking.
That's the worst one, the John Lewis.
Coca-Cola is always quite cute and sweet. It's got a load of Father Christmases in it. So that's quite a nice one. McDonald's, sorry, rubbish. Children singing on stage were quite sweet. That was about the best part of it. Which other ones did we do? Oh, the carrot one. Where's that from? Lidl?
Yeah.
That's quite cute.
What Aldi is it? Oh, no, Aldi's the raccoon one. Oh, Lidl's the raccoon one. I don't know. They
anyway,
the same.
Carrot one, that's quite cute. The best advert we saw last night, which wasn't a Christmas advert, was the Meerkats. They make me
the
laugh.
The Go Compare advert. Was it even a Christmas advert?
Yeah, but that the Meerkats. The cat's quite funny.
What happened in that one again?
TK Maxx, you're still in the lead.
Yeah, TK Maxx still in the lead. What happened in the Go Compare advert, the Meerkats?
He ate a load of chili. He was supposed to put a bit of chili in, and the guy put a load of chili in. He was like, blew his head off.
I mean, basically. That's still pretty shocking, but it's
the best. I know,
but
they're quite funny. There's something funny about the meerkats.
So what is the most overrated part of Christmas? Christmas Day and Christmas adverts.
The overrated part, bad presents.
Bad presents.
Spending time with people you don't want to spend
yes,
it with.
Yes, actually, I think that's it. Spending people,
you know,
spending
they
time
say,
with dull people.
My family are obviously exempt from this, but you can choose your friends,
yeah,
but you can't choose your family.
Yeah, it's very true.
So your friends are your chosen family. So yeah. You might have to spend the day. Luckily for you, that doesn't apply to you, does it? Because obviously you'll be spending Christmas Day with your best friend, who is me.
Right.
And... yeah, that's you know, and then everybody starts, oh, he has a bit to drink. They have a bit too few, too many sherries and bailing. They all start having an argument and then...
yeah, so it's the board games that cause arguments.
Good stuff, isn't it, really? That and I think also, being serious here for one moment, is overspending.
Well, yeah, we're going to talk
great,
about that in a
great pressure
second.
On people. And I think it's tricky.
Mum keeps saying, oh, I'm not going to get you any Christmas presents. And then she's like, oh, I got your Christmas present. Oh, like, I don't know.
Well, I get you a little something, but you have really had your presents, as you know.
That's debatable. And, I'm joking. Well, am I? I don't know.
But I love buying presents for people. Anybody who knows me, yeah. I'm quite a good present buyer.
Okay, so most overrated parts of Christmas, spending time with dull people you don't want to be around. Christmas adverts are all shocking this year. Bad wine.
Yeah, the good thing is there are some wine offers on at the moment.
Bad wine.
I'm very excited about one that I've had this week. We've got a stock of that now for Christmas.
I'm going to be stealing one of those next week. Thank you very much.
Yeah, but I think the whole, I love the, like, putting my tree up. I like fairy lights everywhere. Grotto our house, isn't it, really?
Mm.
But, you know, some people don't like Christmas. And Christmas is a very sad time for some people too.
Yeah.
You lost somebody.
I'm not in the Christmas spirit yet, guys. Really, I'm
no,
being a
don't
bit
know
of a Debbie
Downer.
Wrong
with you. Usually you're well up for it by now. But yeah. I think you're just getting over Halloween. That's what
yeah.
you're doing. So you'll be fine. In mourning for Halloween.
This week's dilemma, I've kind of written us a dilemma myself because I'm just like that. It is how to buy for people on a budget, basically. So kind of what we were just talking about. Overspending is quite easy at Christmas, feeling the need to spend loads of money on people, feeling the need to spend loads of money on people you don't even, not even very close with, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Knowing who to buy for, isn't that a bit tricky? Do I get them a car?
Right,
do I get them a... Yeah, but who do you decide? Who do I get presents for? Like who
you
know?
Do you usually buy presents for? Usually
everyone,
buy presents
everyone
for people
I see,
that buy...
I think everyone I see at Christmas.
Okay, well, you need to go down to our favourite shop and buy something that's a bargain.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. How can you...
But it's still good quality. So, well, you have to write yourself a list of who you think is going to buy for you. Well, it doesn't... Well, they say it's the thought that counts. That isn't always the case, just saying.
Well, I've started to make like a little gift guide to put on my interior page about, you know, stuff... little bundles you can get for people under £50, under £30, under £20. There's quite a lot of stuff out there, like even places you wouldn't think to look. I think look in places that you wouldn't usually think to get presents from.
And also sometimes you can split things, you see.
Yeah.
Because we found a very good Yves Lom set, didn't we, yesterday?
Yeah.
And you could split that into two.
Yeah, you could easily.
And then if you do what I do, keep hold, I hope none of my friends are listening to this, keep hold of your Space NK bags when you buy something from Space NK. Then there's all sorts of stuff in a special shop that we know, our favourite, with the best.
That's actually a very good
idea. The best Christmas advert, as we know.
TK Maxx.
Put it in some tissue paper and put it in one of those bags. Nobody will ever know.
That's a really
but
good
anybody
idea.
Who knows me now will know.
Yeah.
But it doesn't
well,
really
now
matter.
I know.
I think you just got to use a bit of now, haven't you, really, and think. But
I think having a putting, yeah, that, what you said about thought that counts, having the thought. So like maybe think about who you're buying for. Say I'm buying for, I don't know, somebody like that likes cooking, getting them something like cooking vibes rather than just like a random gift set, you know, and it doesn't need to be expensive. £10 olive oil holder.
I think the worst thing for me is I really like to buy somebody that I'm really going to like, and I do put a lot of thought into it, and I like to really make the effort, because as they say, giving is much nicer than receiving, I think.
Yeah.
Gives me huge pleasure to buy presents
for
people. Like
to be taken in a few ways?
Yes, it could be. But I think that's a good idea you've got there, Taz.
Thank you, Mother.
Yeah, get it
out
there.
Little bundles, cute. Just people like inspiration, don't they?
They do.
See, margarita lover. Get them a pre-made margarita bottle, 500 mils. Lovely, perfect. That would do you in a day. £25. Done.
Yeah. It's quite expensive.
Well, depends who. But, well, this is my slightly more expensive version, but...
Yeah, no, definitely. I think it's all it is a bit of thought.
Flying Tiger,
cute
they have
things
great gifts.
Yeah, all sorts of places.
If you can paint,
sadly
paint
not Wilco.
No, not Wilco.
Not Wilco or Woolworths. Going back to our favourite old shops. You can. And ooh, and what B&M stores?
Yes, I was about to say another good thing you can do: a little basket.
Yeah.
So get a little basket from Primark. You know the little cute wicker storage ones, probably £2 in Primark, and go to our favourite shop or Boots or anywhere. Put a few face masks in.
Yes.
Little lip balm.
Yeah.
A little eyeshadow set. And then they'll be like, oh, they really
maybe that could be your new career. Gifts coordinator, darling.
Gift guider.
You could do that, couldn't you?
Well, yeah.
So, yes, I think it's all about you. Yes, but Christmas.
Creating a nice, thoughtful
present. Buy yourself some cellophane. Get it wrapped up with a bit of ribbon. Perfect. Yeah. Good. All right. Okay. So that's going to be our Christmas this year. I look forward to my present. Thank you. Yeah.
Your little £2 wicker basket from Primark. Look forward to it.
Don't be giving me one of those. Thank you.
This week's news story. A man has been kicked out of the Premier Inn for breaking ridiculous rule at breakfast. Let me just, what's the word? Encapsulate this story because it's a bit of a long one. Basically, this
Pricey.
Man. Basically, this man. That's okay. Who?
Pricey, this story.
Pricey.
Is that a word? Is that a big word for me for Monday morning?
I don't know what that means. This man, and he's got really weird shaped feet, basically. He's got massive feet and apparently his toes rub together. So he chooses to wear no shoes. And he wore no shoes.
Has he got like duck feet?
He describes his feet as...
unusual by the sounds of things. What was it? Deformed?
He's got a hammer toe. That's it. It rubs against his shoes.
Oh, hammer toes. Yeah, that's where the toes kind of... stick up.
Yeah. I've got a photo if you want, but anyway, he went to breakfast at the Premier Inn without shoes on, and they're like, look mate, you can't do that. Anyway,
no,
he got kicked out. So what do you think about this whole, because this is a new trend now, not wearing shoes around. People do it on planes.
Well, apparently
I've seen it on the bus, on the tube, somebody with their feet out
connecting with the ground, apparently.
But I think on public transport and in
disgusting. I had somebody sat in front of me once on a plane. And she'd put her, was she at the side of me, her feet? Oh no, she was sat beside me on that sort of bulkhead thing with her dirty feet up on the bulkhead for like 7 hours. Disgusting.
Yeah.
Take some socks and put some socks on.
Yeah, socks. That's a good point. Why are we
barefooting
it?
Nobody likes feet. But you know, and also, to be fair, was it Premier Inn? They would be allowed to say that because of health and safety, because if there's any glass running on the floor,
yeah,
then he'd be able to sue them, wouldn't he? But they shouldn't. But
nobody... these slippers. Like he says his toes rub against his shoes. What? But wear some slippers.
Well, does he not wear shoes anywhere then?
No, he's part of the barefoot society.
So it's nothing to do with the shape of his toes then?
Well, he claims it, but...
Well, do you know what I bought the other day? I bought, this is a very interesting fact, for wearing those high boots that crippled me the other day, was these little toe shock absorbers.
What are those?
They're like little sort of silicone-y things. And you put them on your little toe and second one along if you're wearing slightly narrow boots, and they stop your toes rubbing together and getting sore.
Oh, wow.
You never heard of them?
Well, I don't think we anyone...
have now.
Mom's
do you know,
got
I would literally
stretch.
Buy anything. I've got shoe stretchers, best thing that's ever happened to me. I even gave my lovely girl that colours my hair some of my toe shock absorbers the other day because she was going out with some
You're
high
like
heels.
A foot drug dealer.
Yeah, so no excuse for that. Threw him out, did they? With
he
his
said,
sandwich.
His statement was, I don't think I'll stay in that Premier Inn again. I'd probably try a different one next time. It's disappointing when there's a lack of consistency across the board. Well, maybe put your shoes on, mate.
So another Premier Inn allowed him, had they?
Well, probably.
But, I'm sure that he didn't really miss out on the powdered scrambled egg anyway. So there you go.
Oh, God.
I'm feeling hungry now.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, well, bad luck, mate. You can't really... And actually, you can't really walk around in the freezing cold with... You get a terrible cold.
Maybe there's a business in this. Making little funny sock shoes for people who don't like wearing shoes. Slippers. Get yourself a pair of Uggs.
Yeah. Uggs are comfy.
Uggs. Or fogs.
Maybe he was fogs. Just being difficult.
Well, he's part of the Barefoot Society, so it's his way go. Of life. But get yourself some fogs from Primark. What? £5, probably?
Yeah.
Fogs.
Job done.
And then go see Fake That.
Go and see Fake That and then go and have your breakfast. Go and have a nice full English in the Premier Inn. Yeah, bad luck. Well, it's his own fault, isn't it, really?
Mm.
Just throw
nothing,
him out.
Nothing, yeah. But there's nothing worse than people having their feet out on public transport.
I mean, nobody's
it's
feet.
Unnecessary and it's selfish.
Nobody's feet are particularly attractive.
Except for mine.
Except for Tatty's, unless Tatty hasn't tended to them for a while, which can be dubious, I have to say. But no, bad luck on him.
No.
Okay. What's next?
No, I was just going to say, finally, would you rather have toes for fingers or fingers for toes? But it's a stupid question because everyone always picks fingers for toes. So that's the end of that then, really.
Fingers for toes, I think I'd rather have.
Yeah.
Okay. Have we got any likes or dislikes this week?
Well, you can add some in. It wasn't in the plan, but if you want to hit me with one, I don't know what you've got for me.
Dislikes.
What have you
I know
some?
What. Yeah. Last night. You witnessed this.
What?
There seem to be more snakes than ever on I'm a Celebrity.
I'm a Celebrity.
And
I'm
anybody
sorry.
Who watches it with me knows that sadly every time one appears, I scream. So it is quite loud
yeah,
in our house.
Yeah, but you do realise I'm a Celebrity is based in Australia and in a jungle.
But they're going heavy on the snakes this year. So that's my dislike.
I wouldn't take it personally.
And my like is, do you know what? I'm loving winter food.
You're just making these up out of
I should definitely be hibernating in a box, I think, with a load of newspaper what? Right now. Because I'm not a winter girl,
oh,
really.
Oh, God. What do you mean?
Winter food. Good old chicken
I know
pie.
A couple of people's tortoises have gone into hibernation.
Cottage pie. Is there any room in the box for me? I could quite happily cook.
I'm not sure there's room for
cozy,
you.
Cozy.
I could ask around, though.
Box.
Yeah.
Where's Sarah? She's hibernating.
In the box with tortoise.
For the winter. Winter food is nice this time of year. And I'm feeling like I'm needing a bit of a pudding, like steam pudding and custard and that sort of stuff. So what are you liking?
What am I liking? Not a lot. What am I liking? Let me have a little look. Oh, I saw a baby snail earlier. Cute. Birds. Don't know, I got a weird bird thing for birds at the moment.
Pigeons.
Pigeons.
Weird. Oh, dogs, generally. Every time Tatty sees a dog. Look at that dog.
I'm liking my fringe.
Fringe. I think you're missing having a dog, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
But
that's all I'm liking. Not really hating anything. Not feeling hateful this week.
No, good.
So that's all good. Okay, well, I think we've covered everything we need to cover.
And let's hope some decent adverts come on before next week.
I don't think they will be, Mother.
I shall be getting my little piece of paper and writing down all the info on it.
Give it
need.
5 minutes, Dad will have thrown that away. So
yeah,
keep it under your pillow.
Okay, have a good week.
Toodles.
See you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy.
Chumba.
The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.